Public hearing number 4 is a zoning agreement amendment at 20 Basil Avenue under file ZAA4 of 2011. The applicant, Harold Swick.
You're representing.
So Harold Swick is at 20 Basil Avenue.
Yes, yeah.
I'm Mike O'Shaughnessy. I'm representing Mr. Swick.
Okay.
Live at 10812 Watson Street in Winnipeg. Haven't moved in the last 3 minutes and don't intend to. Mr. Swick built a sunroom on the back of his home on Basil. It was important to him. He has had a stroke. He's not as mobile as he used to be. He needs a walker to assist him getting around and to have a deck and getting his exercise fighting mosquitoes in this climate would not necessarily be the greatest thing for him. So he built a sunroom, a deck, and screened it in. Because it was screened in, of course, it became a building and required permits that he didn't know about, and he has paid dearly for that privilege, paying double for his permits now. But he does require it. The report of the public service is in favor of it. They have no problem with it. I was able to read it on the weekend, and Mr. Swick is in total agreement with it since it allows what he has already built to be legitimized.
All right.
Yeah, in speaking with our planner earlier, Glenn, he raised some issues about height. That we'd like to discuss?
Yeah.
That's not in the report.
Right.
You can't do that. How can he rebut something that he hasn't had a chance to prepare for? The report said
it
he's in favor
what
of it.
What's there.
It won't affect what's
no,
there?
No, this
fine.
Is something else. Yeah.
Fine.
So, go ahead, Glenn. Can you explain
yeah, that? What I was concerned with is that if the zoning agreement is amended to simply allow something to extend 13.7 meters close, as opposed to the property line, it could be a two-story or even a three-story addition for that matter. So I'm suggesting for anything less than 17.5 meters from the rear property line, have a height cap that would accommodate the existing sunroom with a little bit of wiggle room.
How do you feel about the height restriction?
No problem. He has no plan on extending the sunroom. It's as it is. So the limit... it's built. The height is there. He doesn't want to add height to it. Your approval of 13.7 meters of a backyard would not allow him to extend it any further, and he has no intention to do any of that in any case. So he has no problem. If you're going to put height that accommodates what he's already built, I'm sure he would have no problem.
What is that height, by the way? Do you know what that height is?
It wasn't mentioned, so I couldn't prepare for that.
Yeah.
As built?
Yes.
As built, as built plus 0.3 meters?
Fine.
Okay. That sounds good.
No other questions?
I just want to, you can stay there. I just want to get clarification from the administration. This is important, though. He might own the house now, but whatever we're deciding right now will follow title with the land. Right?
Yeah, this is a caveat on the land.
That's why we're restricting the height.
I should add that the neighbors on both sides were contacted by Mr. Swick, and both have absolutely no problem with it, or they'd be here. They've verbally given him their blessing for it.
Excellent. Great. Thank you, Mr. O'Shaughnessy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there anyone else here who wishes to register in support of this application or speak to this application in support? Anyone here who wishes to register in opposition to this application? Anyone here who wishes to register for information? No one else registered with respect to this application.
I'd like to move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, aye. Carried.